Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and he's truly mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Always up to something good. I want you to know that the Lord is there for you. You may not have ever went to church in your life. You're hearing this broadcast right now. But I want you to know something that happens to be very true. The Lord is there for you. He put some things in motion to bless your life in every possible way. If you don't know him, you never tried him, you're living a life without his knowledge and help. He's there for you. I won't say you're totally without his help, because there were times you probably could have gotten killed or injured, and the Lord spared you from danger seen and unseen. He's there for you. The Holy Spirit is available for you. If you can believe on Jesus Christ, why should I believe on a man that lived 2,000 years ago, preacher? Because he died for you so that you can go to heaven. That sounds weird. I know. But another 4,000 years, somebody sinned. And they allowed sin in the earth. And the Lord sent another man to overcome sin for you. That's why Jesus came. The Word of God shows us what he came to do. I'm saying this because in these days, people are giving Jesus a bad reputation. There are many people, even in government positions, that do things the way that man wants to do it. They don't look at what God wants to do anymore. Many people in this country have turned their back on it, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3. But the Lord loves us. He's here for us. He's here to help us in our lives. And what if I told you the Holy Spirit can guide you into all truth and help you go forward? You know, people who are listening today probably don't listen much, because the Lord is, this is the route he took me. The Lord knew you would hear the Word of God today. But he wants you to know that he's right there with you. He sees everything you do, and he can help you. Now, no matter how far you've gone in life or what you've done in life, repent now. The Lord can help you make things right, and he can be a blessing to you, and you will live forever. Now, when people die, they go to their destination immediately. Either they go to heaven, which is what my goal for you. I want everybody to go to heaven. I know it's real. I know people that's been there. The Lord showed me a vision of heaven once. It was a short vision. And I also went to hell. I know where people are going that don't believe on Jesus Christ. I know where people are going that do nothing about their salvation. I know where people are going that believe false religions. Now, Satan started every false religion to distract people so that they won't go to heaven. All of the religions that dishonor Jesus as Lord and Savior will not go to heaven. Some limit him to be a prophet. You know, some Jews believe that he's just a prophet, and the Muslims believe he was just a prophet. And they honor Elijah Muhammad more, but that's not the way it is. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the Son of God. He legally became a man to die for us so that we would not suffer in hell. Man has set up many idols and false gods, and people said they were God. People followed them. Did no good. But Jesus Christ, when you believe on him, you will receive the Holy Spirit on the inside, and he will guide you and help you understand the Word of God. And when you pray, your prayers will be backed up. He will back up. He will honor your faith. Now, with that, your faith will be honored according to the way you measure it. So the more you measure, the more you believe God's word, it will be measured back to you the way you believe it, the way you measure it. And you start where you are. The Lord has provided healing for your body. If you get sick, if you get terminally ill, the Lord can turn that around and you'll have a perfectly healed body again, according to your faith. Well, what if I can't believe him? He has people that can believe him for you. One scripture says, go in James chapter 5, he said, if there's any sick among you, call the elders and they will pray for you and you will be healed. Will be healed. Shall be healed. The Lord is there for you. When you have children and you want to know the best choices to guide them, to help them go forward in life, the Lord will help you. And you are not the first person to ask the Lord for help and receive his help. He has many people in place that can help you. He loves you. God loves us. That's why he did all this. And he's not like the world suggests. The world will lie on God just as fast as Satan will. Because people love other things more than God. When you look out in the world, 2 Timothy chapter 3 says, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy. Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. That's why people speak evil of Christianity, of Christ and his people. They have a false opinion started by Satan so that they won't enter in the kingdom of God. Remember, Satan does not want people to know God. Because everybody who believes on Jesus and starts doing right and walking in union with God, they become the light of the world and the salt of the earth. They become a brace against what he's doing. That's why he gives you all those evil influences against God. Thoughts will come to you like, if there be a God, why is so much evil in the earth? I just read the reason. Because men will be lovers of their own selves, covetous. All these things add up to what you see out in the wide world. Selfish people in operation. Hateful people. The enemy has tried to divide this country and the whole world up against race. Race against race. Age. Young against old. Old against young. People speak negative. People in one category speak negatively of the other one and look down on the other one, demonizing the other. You know, and even neighborhoods. When I was growing up, if you was from another neighborhood, you might get beat up. That's not God. You know, they might jump on you if you go to another neighborhood to see a girl. Some of the guys, depending on the neighborhood, they'd fight you. It's crazy. But that's how Satan works. Gang activity. We don't have a right to hate each other. The poor don't have a right to hate the rich, and the rich don't have a right to hate the poor. God loves us all. I love people of all races. I don't really have a favorite race. I love all people that God made. And I want all people to do right and be blessed by him. The word of God is for everybody. And if somebody do something I don't like, God can restore their lives. He can bless them anyway. He can help them to grow, and they won't be a curse anymore. That's what I desire for everybody. I don't believe in looking down on anybody, just like I don't believe in looking up to anybody. I thank God for the progress they make that's right, and I appreciate their kindness or whatever they have going towards God. I thank God for it. Everybody's made in His image. And it's my job to warn people of what's next. I warn people about the warfare that truly exists. I warn people that God died for you. You don't have to die anymore. You don't have to go to hell. You can go to heaven. You have to do right. And that's where some people get off the bus, because they just will not do right. Okay, verse 4. He says, some are traitors, headed, high-minded. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. They're headstrong, rash. That's what heady means. They jump to a conclusion without all the information. You can't jump to a conclusion and you got a false opinion. If you never read the Word of God to see what God had to say, you're depending on other people to tell you the truth about it. Even if you believe what I'm saying, go and study the Word for yourself. Because God has something to say to you. And it's good. You might read the Word and measure it bigger than I do. Everybody need the Word of God is your business. That's what God is going to judge us by. If you decide not to read it, that's your fault. It's everybody's responsibility to get to know God and go to heaven. It's not the preacher's responsibility. We just let people know what exists. They're going to have to believe it by their own faith and receive or reject it. Whether they receive it or reject it, that's their right. You don't have to go to heaven. But sometimes people that love God, they desire for you to go to heaven more than you do. That's because they learned better. They found out that the Lord is true. They found the Word of God to be real and true. And I can tell you of many blessings where the Lord has blessed me, kept me from dying, healed me, just like the Word of God say. Gave me wisdom against false friends. Gave me wisdom concerning true friends. He gave me what to minister. If you're hearing this broadcast, it's not an accident. The Lord know, He know that you need Him. And He want to reveal Himself in your life. Just like any parent would their child. See, the Lord looks at us differently than what we do. We look at the embarrassing things we've done and think God don't want us. That's not true. He died for us while we were on the run from Him. Everybody got the same testimony. They ran from God, and then the Lord sent somebody to wake them up. They heard the Word of God, and the Word got in their heart, and then they responded to His love. And then they said, oh, why did I run from God? And the Lord blessed them from that point on in their life. There are people who turn back because they love the world too much, just like we just read in this chapter. But don't focus on that. Focus on Him. Get to know Him. He has more to say. He has a lot more to reveal. There are people that did much worse than you ever did. And they got to know God and He turned their life around. It's not how big a sinner you was. It's what can you believe Him now? Can you take Him at His word now? Can you begin a relationship with the Father God through Jesus Christ? Verse 5. Now verse 4 said they were traitors, headed high-minded, lovers of the pleasures lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. Just like we turn away from our sins, we turn away from other people's sins too. Your sins are holding you back. Don't trust the sin. If you trust sin, you're not going to get far in life. Sin is deadly. It's poison. It's a problem. It's against your healing. Verse 6. For this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. All the ways of the world take you away from what God truly gave you to be a blessing to you. It hinders you in every category to learn of God and to know Him. It takes you away from all that God is saying. And it turns your life into something He never intended. And God, he wants to be a blessing. But He don't deal with sin. We have to leave the sin alone. We have to run from it, get away from it. And when we do, we go forward. You might be hearing me. You may be a pastor that have drifted. You may be a church member that have drifted. I've heard people say, I've gone to church all my life and it don't work. I've heard people say, I tithe and it don't work. Remember, if you can learn things wrong, and it will hinder your faith. It will hinder the way you see things. Some people have been to church and never gotten saved. Some people got saved and they never truly learned the word correctly. Now, if you learn the word incorrectly, I'm gonna tell you of a doctrine of the devil. The devil would say that God is in full control. Everything that happened to you is part of His plan, the good and the bad. Now let's analyze this. If it don't fit Genesis, it don't fit. In the beginning, when God made man, He told man to be fruitful, multiply, refill the earth or replenish the earth, subdue it and have dominion over it. Now all those things involves the man's choice. He told him not to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which is the same as saying don't do things according to this world that we just read in Timothy chapter 3. Don't be this way. Choose life. Choose the word of God and do it God's way. So a man has a choice to choose. He can choose either way. If he chooses life, things are going to be great. He's going to have the influence of God, a relationship with the Lord. He's going to be able to know the Lord. He's going to learn things he couldn't learn any other way. And the same is and if he chooses the wrong things, he's going to get disaster. That's not God's will. The way the world is now is not God's doing. That's hard-headed man's doing, who's guided by Satan. Most people are guided by Satan and they do wrong. And there are many people that love God. And some of the people that love God truly walk in His word. Some of the people that love God were taught wrong and they don't believe right. Now go back in time a minute. Did you study God's word? Get to know the Lord for yourself and take Him at His word and then act on His word? Now you got to think, did you truly do this? Did you see things through? And if you didn't, you really missed out. When the Lord spoke to you, did you pay Him attention, some attention? Did you regard what He said? Did you take it lightly? Did you allow people to talk you out of it? did you walk away from courage and do something else? Because if you did these things, you missed out. You will only get to know the Lord if you take him at his word and act on his word. If you didn't act on his word, there's a lot of things you're not going to learn. There are many things that won't be real to you. Now go back and take the Lord at his word. Start believing his word. And ask him questions. Ask him about all of your concerns so that you can truly live. Everything you're concerned about, pray about it before you go to sleep. Give the Lord a chance to speak for himself and not some preacher and not the influence of others. Some people are compromised and they're not going to tell you the full gospel. Some people are compromised and they're going to allow sin in their lives. If they're allowing sin in their lives and not doing anything about it, you got to understand that some of their advice is just not going to be right. And they're not, and you can't trust it the same. But if you take time and hear the Lord and listen to him, and act on his word, then you're going to get somewhere. And you won't be one of the people that say, well, I used to go to church, but, you know, and you drifted away and never really learned what God had to say. In verse 7 said, they ever learn and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Going to church won't solve the problem. You're just going to have to read the word of God and take him at his word. And then believe God to show you where you need to go to church. Because finding a good church is like finding a good spouse. Sometimes the people that the churches you go to may not be what God needs you to be. Only God knows where people are true. And even when you go there, they're going to have their own problems. They may not be able to show you everything you need. You're going to have to. We go to church, we learn, we grow. Churches are trying to do the same thing. But at least go to a church where they don't compromise, where they really love God and they want to do right. With that, you're going to have to study on your own. Everybody got to study their own word and take God at his word and learn to live by their faith. Then you'll say, I did this and I can, and the Lord brought me from a mighty long way. He's active in my life. I'm learning things I never could. Life is better. He showed me what to do. That's how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to eat off the tree of life. That's the same as receiving God's word. When a man gets saved, he's saved because he believed on Jesus Christ. That's the only reason he's going to heaven. Adam, when he was in the garden, he had two choices, the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And he ate off the wrong tree. Now, if he ate off the tree of life, he would be alive now. If he didn't eat off either one, he'd be alive now. But eating off the tree of life is learning of God. It's taking God at his word. It's taking time to learn what he has to say so that you can do those things. Now, when that happens, things start coming to life. There's no limit to what you can learn in the earth. God didn't say, well, you can't learn but so much. No, you can learn as much as you want to learn. It's up to you and your faith. If you want to learn more, ask him questions and study his word more. Learn as much as you want. God don't put a cap on what you can learn. And he'll talk to you. I didn't know that the Lord would interact and talk to me. It was years after I got saved, I see years went by, and we I heard of people that had a relationship, and the Lord would talk to them. I said, man, I want that to happen to me. And I met a lady that she would talk to the Lord. The Lord would talk to her. She told me some of the conversations, and I greatly desired that. So I said, well, since he don't talk to me, I'm just going to study what he already said. And I kept studying his word. And eventually he started talking. He'd give me warnings. He'd tell me things. If I really needed to know something, he'd tell me. And I cherished those moments. But as I grew, I drew near to him. He drew near to me. See, it's all by faith. I drew near to the Lord. The Lord drew near to me. And I learned things that I couldn't learn any other way. I'm just telling you, it's true. The word of God is good. If you can take him at his word, it's the game changer. If you're a pastor and things aren't going the way you wish they would at your church, the Lord knows how to get it done. Just do it his way. Let him do the surgery. You do what he give you. Preach what he give you and learn from it. And things will get better. I put my relationship first and my ministry last. My relationship with the Lord comes first. I study his word and he give me what to say, and it's easy that way. Much better. But if you put ministry first, you're going to stress yourself because you can't handle the load like that. You need the anointing to do it for you. And the wisdom of God, with the wisdom of God and faith in him, you'll do what's necessary according to whatever anointing he gave you to use. But enjoy your relationship with him. Be right with him. And you don't have to compromise. You never have to compromise. If you compromise, that's not good for you. Then you have to give an account for why you compromise. You don't want God to be dangerous. You want him, he's your friend. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will still move in the lives of those who have faith in his word and trust him. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.